Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lar Pchia Bar Bava Bavlaya. Train Milan Salkon Biyadchon Mipshitusa De Tainisa Varavasa De Yomashvia. He said two things. You Bavliim had two things that you have that spread to us that we in Eretz Yisrael keep. One of them is Pishut Yadayim Raglayim on Hishtachavaya, Pishut Yadayim Raglayim on a tinus, but on a tinus and a tinus only.
The Gemara is just continuing the idea of different like things that are halach mashkin, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, different. Yeah, different makaris for yeah. And the second thing is arava diyom shviyaya, that chibur arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. So, on the Shana Rav. So, according to some of Farshim, this means the actual minig of chibur arava. The Marifoldus learns over here that what the Gemara is saying is actually that not to do the Chibut Arava if Hoshana Rabbah would fall out on Shabbos. Which, yes, Hoshana Rabbah cannot fall out on Shabbos. Because intentionally they were Koveya, the Yerech, not to have this issue. But before that point, they would not do Chibud Arava on Shabbos for the same reason, the Gzeret Arava, the same reason that we don't do Lulav and Shofar. They didn't do it, and that's what's spread to Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael kept that minig, even though in Eretz Yisrael it was not. They knew the Yerach. The Marie Folder says that the real reason the actual reason that they didn't do it in Bavel was because they were concerned that because they didn't have Kfiyah Diarcha, they were concerned that it wasn't really the right day. So it was Sveika Dioma. They were concerned for Sveika Dioma. So because there was a Sveika Dioma, so then there were gozer for the Gzeret Rabba. But in Eretz Yisrael, even though they didn't have that issue, in Eretz Yisrael, they kept that minig as well, but then there were kaveh the yerech so that they wouldn't have the problem that it would never fall out on Shabbos. Interesting, this year I recently when Rosh Hashanah I saw in the Tamim and Hakim, we know that we were kaveh the yerech lo adu rosh lo badu pesach. That what's the reason lo adu rosh? The reason lo adu rosh the Tamim and Hakim brings is so that because of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. For, yes, exactly what the Marie Fold is saying here in this Gemara. And there he says the reason is because you know, we also have a calendar where shofar, we have a problem with shofar and you have a problem with lulav. He says, yeah, but at least you'll get some shofar and you'll get lulav on the other days. But by Hoshana Rabbah, there wouldn't be any Chibud Arava at all. So that's why they would kaver the Erech that way. Rabbanan de Kesser and Amri af hada makazta. That even that inyan of pishut yadayim v'raglayim is weak. That's the way the mafarshim say it's weak. It was and it was not fully accepted in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Tani netia main eser uzkena main shalosh. So we have a brisa that tells us that a netia that produces fruit, it still has a din of main eser, and a zakena. And if it's a mature tree which is not being productive, it still has a din of three per beisah. In other words, the din of netias we know has to be eser to a beisah to be able to
and they're not spread out, so it'll look as if you're choresh for the Sadeh purposes and not for the Ilah purposes.
Yes. Right. But one may have thought that the din would be different because they're productive. So one may have thought that maybe they would have a din like an Elon and you'd only need three of them. And we're saying that to be able to plow the entire field, even though it's productive, you still need 10. And it goes the other way also. As Kena,
you only need 3.
You only need 3, even if they're old and they're not productive. So the Gemara says, Asachami, but let's come and see. Netiyashi nearest kiskena at noisin las kena. That va'at omer netiya main eser. So, but in that same brisa, it says that if the netiya resembles azkena, so it's like azkena. And you're saying that it doesn't, it always keeps its din of netiya of 10, netiya main eser. So omer abchuna ma'u main eser. When we say mein eser, what that means is only lagabi this din, that it doesn't have a din of shalosh. That it's only klapi this din that it has to, that you need 10 of them, but and that it's not enough to have 3. Why? Because what would I have said? Shaloi taimar shalosh netius, and we're going to take the article's gears over here. Shaloi mar, we would have said that 3 natias that produce are like 3 mature trees that produce, and that it would have a din of shalosh and not a din of eser. Kamash balan, that it has a din of eser. Okay, so then what's the brisa talking about when the brisa says that it's in it, right? That's legabe the din that. That's lagabi the din that you're only allowed to plow them until Shavuos and not until Rosh Hashanah, which is the tzad kula of the netias. The netias, you're allowed to plow them. Netias have a tzad chumra that you need 10 of them, but a tzad kula that you could plow them until Rosh Hashanah because they need more maintenance. They're young and they need more maintenance. So kamash blun for this din, they have the chumra both ends. So they have the chumra that you need 10 of them, but they also have the chumra that they maintain their din of netias that they have the chumra of Elon where it can only be till Shavuos and they don't have the kula that allows you to plow until Rosh Hashanah.
Saying when there's 3,
when it wouldn't make a difference how many there are.
Why?
We're saying
less than 10.
As long as it's less.
Less than 10.
It's. We're saying that you can only plow if there are 10 of them.
Right. Until Rosh Hashanah.
If you had 10, then right, yeah,
because then it's a Torah.
Right, right. If that's it, yeah. If you had, to, if you had,
between,
yeah.
Between
if you had 10,
one
yeah,
and
right.
9.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't really
submit.
I
wasn't here. Can I just go? Okay. The value of plowing is a diminished the competition between what's growing in the tree, so the trees benefit.
Yeah.
It's for the purpose
right.
of the trees.
Benefit the trees, and the younger the tree, the more plowing it,
the
needs,
more maintenance it needs.
It doesn't have that spread of roots that the scanning has, so they're in need of to turn the soil and all that kind of stuff to give it the power to keep on growing.
Yeah, and it goes the other way around also. Utukavasa sholosh sekenus sheosus she'enonoisis, k'sholosh netias she'enonoisis. We're going to take that gear. So sholosh tekenus she'enonoisis, k'sholosh netias she'enonoisis. Over here, when you have mature trees that are unproductive, they're going to have the kula both ways. That you wouldn't say that if they're unproductive, that you'll need 10 of them. That you only need 3 of them. That's one kula. But also, at the same time, they may be plowed because they're not productive. They may be plowed up until Rosh Hashanah. So over here the kula goes in both directions. So it's because they would get that kula because they're not productive. They would.
You would have thought that maybe you couldn't be chorish, but the chiddush is that even though they're not productive, that's what I understand. They're not productive. You still for three skenos you could do the whole beis seah until Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. But in terms of the number, you're allowed to be chorish even with three of them.
Right, but not to be machmir would be because maybe they're not productive enough.
Correct. That would have a mitzvah that you need 10.
Right.
Yeah. So it's only legabe this that they're like regular trees, but where they differ is that you would be allowed to plow them until Rosh Hashanah because they're unproductive. Lefum kein tzarech meimar netia mein eser. For that's the reason that we have to say that the netia is mein eser, and it goes the other way around, and the zekena is mein shalosh, because we would have given them possibly the opposite din, that we would have said the netia you could suffice with three, and the unproductive zekena you would require 10. That's why we needed to say that, but it wouldn't be a stira to the other part of the brisa. Okay. Stei kanim nidonis kistei tefua. A stei kanim, a field of reeds, is treated like a stei tefua, so Tol Pesach. That's the next Mishnah. That's the first Mishnah, the second paragraph.
Because it's not edible?
Whenever you have a field that doesn't have...
It looks like
you're planning for next year because there's no fruit for this year.
That's it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's like you harvested already. It's empty.
There's nothing growing this year, so it has the appearance that you're preparing for next year.
Right.
So it's considered a white field.
Exactly.
White field. So Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina b'sasayim shanu. That's only when there are 10 over an area of sasayim, which
two, right, exactly.
So that if they're dispersed throughout 10, so that's where it's treated like a stei tevua, which means that it's only until Pesach. But otherwise, if it would be within a saw, so then a stei kanim would really be treated as netias. Now I'm not sure why dafka the Gemara says it as a sayim. L'char it's anything more than a saw, as if you can't fit your kanim you can't fit exactly within a saw. So I'm not sure if you can't get your ten kanim within a saw. So then that's where you should have a problem.
Well, you do. If you only have 10 that fit into two, you can only go through Pesach.
Right, but what if it's 1.5? Okay, so the Gemara have to say that. Right, so the Gemara, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to say sasayim is lav dafka. The Gemara says sasayim, it really what the Gemara really means is you can't get your 10 kanim into a saw. Into one saw. Yeah. Yeah. So the
same thing would apply to kanim and to sapling.
Natias. The kanim and natias, that's what the Gemara is saying. The kanim and natias have the same din. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Les hada pliga al Shmuel, to Shmuel Omar ba'asuyin shura." So Vayter in the Mishnah says that if they make the ten atiyas, if they make a shura, so then they don't become a field. They don't become a field of netias, and you would only be allowed to plow within the direct vicinity of the netias, and you don't get the whole saw. So the Gemara now wants to clarify. Well,
didn't Shmuel say that with regard to three trees?
That's what
Right, but the Gemara is assuming, yeah, the Gemara is assuming that the pshat that you could extrapolate from Shmuel that the formation of Shura, yes. Yes, and it's interesting, also, Shmuel only said his din, Lagabi Mekach Umemkar, but the Gemara is assuming that it's going to apply just as well to Bai Shvius.
I think we said that because of the Tios don't have the girth and they're not big, so it doesn't look like it's filling the whole Beisea. So if it's scattered, so then not formatted, then it looks like it's filling the whole Beisea. So then they have an excuse that it's not for the following year. But when they're in a row, as opposed to the Tios, fill the thing. I don't know if I saw this before. I saw this after, or somebody said it.
Well, I think you're real. Well, we'll see the next line of the Gemara. We'll read out the next line of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara wants to say, does this argue on Shmuel? Because Shmuel said by Asuyan Shura that Lagabe Mekach Umemkar, that it becomes a Steilon and he's selling the entire area, the entire Sa area. So the Gemara says, Taman Ayde Shein Mefuzaris Betoch Beisa at Roasa Kilu Malea Baram Hacha Kulon Asunim B'Makam Echad. That in Shmuel's statement, it was a question of formation.
I guess it was the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the formation,
clairvoyant.
you can look at it as if it's filled up, because it's filling up the whole space. The fact that it's in a formation of a shura doesn't make a difference. And there you will say that he's selling the whole field. But over here, when it's all concentrated in one area, it's densely packed into one area, and it's a shura. So there, a shura makes an afkamina, and there, that would not get the din of a sada of natias, a stalen of natias.
As opposed to Ilanos, even if there's that in the shura, it still looks full, and they sell the carpet.
That's correct.
And you can plow the carpet.
That's right. Okay.
Yes,
so while the Gemara is only saying
only part of the tree, not the whole base
stuff. No, the lanos, if they're full grown.
No, not full grown.
No, the tios, no.
So the Gemara doesn't say mafurish about ilanos, but I would assume that what you're saying is correct. The Gemara is being mechalic between what the Mishnah says about natias and about Shmuel's din by Mekach Umemkar.
Right, because
where they're mufuzaris. What you're
right, you talk about the Tios or Ilanos?
Well, Shmuel's din by Mekach Umemkar was he was talking about Ilanos. Yes.
Right.
So what you're really asking is what happens if you have Ilanos by Shvius that are concentrated in one area.
So that's
really what the Gemara says.
So
right.
they're going to be moved or chopped down.
If it was mashma earlier that if you had three ilanos, as long as you had the space between four and 16,
right.
It was mashma from Daf Dalet, right. that was well according to the Rambam. Well, and we said according to the Rambam, that you don't even need that maximum shear, but as long as minimum.
Because otherwise you can't work them, and then you're for sure not going to keep them. I'm saying you're going to either chop them down or move them.
But what the Gemara here is saying is about if you had natias that were concentrated in one area, even though we don't exactly have the exact shear of how close together they are, but here is where you would not get a din of not get a stay elon of natias based on the fact that they're you have three of them.
Saying,
you have ten of them.
Saying ten, if they're not with Fuzaros,
yeah.
So then you won't get right. The stay Elon.
Yes, that's what we're saying. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Hanatius Vadluin Mitstarfin Latoch base so. So Natius and gourds could be mitstarif in a base saw. Well, we'll see with it. We'll see.
It has to be
majority in Natias. I think Gemara is going to say. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Asara Diluin Litoch Beisa Charshin Kol Beisa Ad Roish Hashanah. So Rav Shimon Leal says that if you have 10 diluin l'toch beisa, then you could be chorish the entire beisa until Rosh Hashanah. It gets a din of netios, and that is obviously that's arguing on the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama is saying that you need to have some netios in there, and doesn't say how many, but we're going to see. Okay.
What's the difference between gourd and pumpkin?
I always thought of them as the same.
I thought lot is pumpkin.
But gourds include many different varieties.
Oh, varieties. So I'm saying, so the classic pumpkin is what?
Classic pumpkin. Pumpkin's a bigger hand from birds.
No, I'm saying the one that they carve, you know, Thanksgiving and all that.
So a pumpkin is a variety of a gourd.
So what other?
Interesting.
Gourd is there?
Stuff they put up in the
sukkah. Right? Oh, the little
ones. Yeah.
Got it.
All
right.
Okay.
We got that
straight.
Oh, the yellow ones?
Yeah.
That's
squashes are gourds.
It's gourds?
Yeah. You know, the fruit and vegetable store, you'll see a whole bunch of different kinds.
Take a picture next time.
Okay, admasai nikra natios. So this natios, which is hard, there's a vague word. At what point is it called natios? Here it is. Reb Lezer ben Azaria oimer ad sheyachulu, until they become. We'll use a vague word because the Gemara is not going to. The Gemara is going well until they're unconsecrated. So what does that? What does that mean? We're going to see. The Gemara is going to talk about it.
The Gemara is going to talk about it.
Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer bas sheva shanim, has to be 7 years old. Rabbi Kiva Omer be ilon netia kishma, by an ilon a netia is the way you would think it means, which means within its first year. Anything after that, that's
considered ilon. Anything past 1 year.
Yeah, that is it's not in the mefarshim on the daf. But that's what they bring. That's the Rosh and the Rosh. Others say that that's what it means. Year. Yeah. Okay. Ilon shenigmam v'hotzi chalipin mitefach ulamatan kinetia mitefach ulamalan keilon divrei Reb Shimon. An ilon that was chopped off. And there's all that's left is a stump. And it has chalipin and it produced a shoot. There's something that it produced on the bottom. So if there's a tefach and below, we treat it as an atia. If there's more than a tefach,
is that you're talking about less than a tefach?
Yes.
When you say
below. Below, yeah. There's less than a tefach, of yeah.
The easy way to say it, less than as opposed to below, no.
Less than a tefach, yeah. Lower than a tefach. Is lower than a tefach.
We're talking about the height of the stump.
We're talking about height, so I was...
The stump or the height of the shoot?
The stump.
No, the shoot.
Stump.
Well, the Mishnah is saying that it produced a shoot. So there's something that came out of it that...
We're talking about the stump.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about
the... No, but...
It could be 20 feet tall. It doesn't make a difference.
No, that is it's the same thing. In other words...
You cut the stump.
It's not how, but it from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like that the Hotzi Chalipin, that something came out of it after you chopped it off. In other words, there was.
But I'm saying, what is the measure? Mitefach ulamatan is the stump. It has nothing to do with what shoots out of it.
Yeah, when we say it produces a shoot, it means it means the stump of the tree. The stump grew.
I thought like a branch starts to grow out of it. Say the stump is not going to grow, right, Chopsy? So,
the question is this: when you're measuring this tefa, does it include what grew plus what was there before it grew?
No. Or only what grew?
Nothing.
Only what was left.
Oh.
I understood the Hotzi Chalipin means that something grew afterwards.
So you
otherwise you wouldn't call it Chalipin.
It does grow afterwards, but the thing you're measuring is, like Gov said, it's what was left over after you chopped down.
Why should that make a difference?
Of course, because if it's, we had it in Kilayim also. if you cut down the the grapevine.
Yeah, yeah.
The low tefach, it was the same.
Right.
The low tefach, it's as if it's
produced,
a new nitiya.
You're correct. Yeah, yeah. It produced chalipin. What you're measuring the stump. You're measuring the stump, but it produced a chalipin. The only reason we're having the discussion is because it produced a chalipin. But what you're measuring is the stump.
Right.
Yes.
A mature tree has had its trunk cut within a tefach of the ground. It is considered to have been eliminated, and therefore any shoots that come out have
It's a new nitiya then.
Right.
Then at that point, if it was lower than a tefach, so now we consider it a nitiya.
Right.
But if it was higher, so then we view it like it's just a chela. It's the original. It's a residual of the original tree. Okay. Devar Reb Shimon. That's Shitas Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, this is what we're talking about before, in Netiyas Vadluin, the Hain She Yiyu Netiyos Rabbos Al Adluin. But this is only true when there are more Netiyos than Dluin. That you have more Netiyos than you have gourds. That's where the Tanakhama said that that they could be mitzaref. Yeah, that they have the same din. Rab,
so you need at least six.
Rab Chananya Braid, Rav Loy Mistavra Bidlas Yavonis. So he said, asked, but he really said it as a statement. Is it not reasonable that the Mishnah would only be speaking about a Dlas Yavonis, which is very large, a large variety of gourd. It's very large. Hasev Rab Mana.
You mean physically it's large?
That's what it seems like. Yes.
I think it's in
the Gemara in Kalayim says Yerushalmi in Kalayim says that the dlas that covers the largest area is the dlas Yavonis.
Yeah, so spread.
Yeah. Hesiv Rav Mana, va'atani shloisha kishuin u'shloisha diluin va'arba netiyas mitzdarfin v'charshin kol beisah b'shvilan. They could all be mitzdarif. And you're telling me only the last Yavonis. So there are two ways of understanding it, maybe more than that. But, first of all...
So you don't need majority of Netiyos.
Well, we're gonna get to that question. The Gemara Lachar is not asking that question. That's not the question. That's not...
The
Pashto says the Gemara is... The Gemara is going directly on the Dlas Yavonis.
Yeah.
We get why the Gemara isn't asking that question, but the Pashas that the Gemara is saying is that that Kishuin are smaller than regular Diluim, and even then they could be Mitzdarif, so a Kol Shekain. The Rashirlo says an interesting thing. He says it's a Kal V'chomer that Kishuin and Dluin could be Mitzdarif even though they're Kalayim Zebizeh. And you should say then that they should not be mitzdarif because you'd have to separate them. So then
they're not being mitzdarif in the same way. They're in the same field. Well, they're not growing at that point.
But you'd have to.
You see,
right.
It's like wearing, a wool sock and a linen sock on 7 feet. And that's not this. That happened.
Well, no, we had this here in the.
So, and if you look at the end of the Rash Sirlio, he brings the Hach Brisa Loy Kasha Amay Dermrinan Vahusha Yuna Tios Rabbis Aladluim. That is not a question. The Matzina Lamemer, the Hachi Kamar, the Tzarech, the Rabbis Hain Al Kolmin Min La Atzmai. Because you need a plurality of Netios, not a majority of Netios. And here you have that. So, Misham Hachi. Mushachim Matzarf and Deloy Mikri Slay Moksha.
Oh, so it's just.
Now we could call it a Stay Netiyas if
there was
more than anything else. That the plurality would be sufficient even if you did not have a majority.
Yeah, we have more than no majority.
Okay.
But it seems, I mean, I think the Rosh Shiloh feels, says this because the Pashas of the Gemara is that the Gemara's question is only going on the last thing that it said. So the Gemara says, Loi Asya Deloy Al Seifa, that when Reb Chananya came and said that Mistavra Bidlas Yevonis, so he was not going on. He was not going on the Tziruf. He was going on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. When Reb Shimon ben Gamliel on the Bar Pilkta in the Mishnah, when he says Asarad Luin, Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer Asarad Luin LeBeisa Chorshin Kol Beisad Rosh Hashanah, Alei Reb Chanina Braid Reb Hillel Boi Loim Mistav Reb Las Yevanis. That when Reb Shimon Gamliel said that.
Only
the
Luin. Yeah. Only 10 Luin. It has to be the that spreads and then it looks
correct.
Full.
But if it would be regular Diluin.
Or 3.384.
If it would be regular Diluin, then it would be a. Then it would not go.
Then even if it's a Sarah de Teal, you wouldn't be able to do the whole meal.
Right. Now you're.
Saying,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And it was all and that's where Reb Chananya Braid Rav Hillel said that that it has to be Adlas Yevonis, but the Tanakama when the Tanakama comes and says that an Atiyos of Adiluin Mitzdarfin Lotoich Beisah, the Tanakama holds it does not make any difference what kind of Diluin you're going to use. You can never have a field of just diluin. It's not going to help, even if you would have a dlas yevonis.
So as long as you have the four natios, the dlas could be any. That's what according to Tanakhama. That's what he's saying.
As long as you have your plurality
natios,
of natios, you could have right. But if it would be only if you'd only have a dlas, then it would not work.
Even Ivanis.
Even if it would be the last Ivanis.
Only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
That's only the Shita of Reb Gamliel.
Only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
Right.
It would be fine.
Now the Rambam, I saw the Rambam paskins, he paskins that they're mitzdarif l'toch beisah, and the Mefarshim there ask that we know of a klal in the Gemara many places that the halacha is always like Reb Shimon Gamliel chutz mi erev tzidun v'raya. That's the famous line in the Gemara, and you have to work out where the I didn't have time to do it, but how to work out the sugya that the Rambam would come out with this psak that which would seem to be like the Tanakhama, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. That Natias was the one Mistarfel and talk about. So he should have this halacha that according to the Tanakh, according to he should bring the din at least that according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. If you would have a dlas yevonis would be you could have a field of entirely dlas. The Rambam does not bring that in.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we usually paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, except the Gemara says that we always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, except for these exceptions. This is not one of them.
Oh, the Rambam does not
passing like Reb Shimon Gamliel. He's not passing. L'chayra is not passing like Reb Shimon Gamliel, unless you have to work it out how it could stem with Reb Shimon Gamliel, but l'chayra is not. Okay. Arei mosai nikra natias. Mau ad shechulu. So now the Gemara is asking, what's taich of this word in the Mishnah ad shechulu? Does it mean ad sheyiftu? Does it mean until you're po to them? Or does it mean, which is the fourth year, net to Ravai, or does it mean until they become chulin on their own, the fifth year? The Pnei Moshe says very interestingly that the Gemara's question is actually a question, what does this word mean? It's a lashon of chilol.
Or is it
chulin? You're asking a question. When in the fourth year? Is that what you're asking?
Is this the last day of the fourth year?
versus the first day of the
I understood it meant as soon as you reach the point where you're able to bring it as Netzer Avai.
Which is after
the beginning of the
beginning. It's beginning of the fourth year. After the Shnos Arlo are finished, the beginning of the fourth year. On the Ma'awad Chiyachulu.
Yeah.
Says, is it Lashon Chilul? Only Lashon Chulun Hu. So it's the question is, does the Mishnah mean a Lashon of Chilul or a Lashon of Chulin?
Very good.
There's no Chilul that takes place there. They're Chulin on their own. So the Gemara says, Rab Abba Bar Yaakov B'Shem Rab Yochanan Kini Masnisin Masnisa Ache Yasu Chulin Me'alan. That the Mishnah would be correct and proper, and Achehulu Me'alan means the fifth year. But Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Vasya Kreb Rabbi Yeshua. Kedetani Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Avsha Amru Benois Chamesh Benois Sheish Benois Sheva. That even though that they said. In this brisa, Rabbi Yeshua said that even though they said benos chamesh, benos sheish, benos sheva, that those in the fifth year, in the sixth year, in the seventh year,
different times that call
right, that they would get a din of
Netias.
Of Netias, right, at different points.
They were called Netias,
right?
So you got the din of
Netias, right.
Wait a minute, he's saying that even after the fifth year, he argues with what we just said.
Well, Rabbi Shua was just making a general statement. We're going to see that when it comes to, we'll finish the statement and we'll see that he's not arguing.
Wait a minute, so they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan until the fifth year, correct?
Yes, fifth year.
Now with Rabbi Yeshua, he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you can have different, that, well, he's going on a previous memra, which the previous memra that had said that sometimes they're considered Netias at the fifth year, sometimes at the sixth, and sometimes at the seventh, and then Rabbi Yeshua came and said, Av sha'amru b'nos chamesh, b'nos sheish, b'nos sheva, el b'kfanim, b'nos chamesh, b'tenim, b'nos sheish, b'zesim, b'nos sheva. It doesn't mean that different, it doesn't mean that the same type of plant tree could reach could become a tia at a different year. It means that different types have different different types of trees have different stages, maturity ages.
So there are those that are five, there are those that are six, there are those that are seven.
And
you need to know the type of tree.
Right. And for Gfanim, it's Chamish. And by Te'enim, by Gfanim, it's Chamish. By Te'enim, Sheish. And by Zesim, it is Sheva. So that's that. The Gemara understands that's what we're saying over here in the Mishnah, that it's going to be Chamesh, we're going on grapes.
Oh, so the footnote says that he is chole. So he maskim that Kfanim is five. But he says that when it comes to Te'enim and Zesim, that's six and seven. So he's chole.
Well, he's chole.
On Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make a difference.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So he says carte blanche five. He's saying only Kfanim is five.
The Murray Folder brings that Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah Basheva Shanim, so that's going on Zesim. So that it wouldn't necessarily be the Gemara is bringing it as a raya for the din of Kfanim.
That's five.
And Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah says seven. That's talking about Zesim. Yeah. But the Gemara is bringing a raya Pashas, the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rabbi Yeshua. That the Gemara is saying that to our question whether or not it's four or five, it's five. For Kfanim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Vanon chamoye hada marbisa de teinasa asya bepuri. The Gemara asks, but one second. But we see young fig trees producing fruit very early on. And you're telling me that you have to wait 6 years. How does that make sense? So there's actually another girsa here. You only find this in the Yerushalmi, that whether this Puri is referring to the word fruit or is the Puri referring to Purim.
What?
Purim, yeah, that's the Mari Folda has it. Hare anu royim anfei te'ena boim bepurim. The kaven shem namarim kolkach loyal laharach shim nekroim netiyas ad shishashanim lefisha briyim heim begidulan. They're so healthy and robust that they produce even by Purim. Now, I'm not really sure. They talk about it in note one over here. I'm not really sure what that means because what, in other words, they're producing at Purim what year? In what year of its growth?
Third year.
Is that what it?
Fourth year.
But, saying,
but even if it does,
even
it does
if it's not six, he's not six, meaning anything but, less.
But to talk about Purim outside of the context of a specific year, how is that a question on 6 years? If the Gemara is just saying Purim, I just have trouble with
right.
What year are we talking about? So
I'm saying the Pashat Havana is
what it means. I'm just saying you have a machlokas in the Mefarshim over here. Whether it means peri or does it mean Purim?
Or pariah.
I'm just saying what I think the difficulty is with Purim. I'm not really sure where Purim fits in because I don't know without giving a context of a year. I don't know what Purim means.
Right.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
The
right. I'm just.
Emotion.
Yeah. Right. The Pnei Moshe's understanding that it means Paris. It's the Murray Fulda brings Purim, and then they're saying that it's difficult to see the relevance of Purim, and I'm just elaborating that because without talking about a year, I'm not sure what that would mean.
It can't be earlier than the fifth year, according to everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lechar, it's not earlier.
You're going to finish Orla and then to Revoi, right? So it can't be earlier than the fifth year.
If it may be, it means early by Purim on the sixth year. I'm not sure. Amarabiyudin Brab Tarfon Loovya. So that in regards to the thickness, it develops slowly. That even though it produces fruit, but we still can't consider it an atiyah until the sixth year, because it doesn't get that thickness that you need to be viable until the sixth year. Reb Shimon v'Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Shneim Amru Davar Echad, that Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, who said, as we said, that if you have a stump that is still a tefach tall, so we treat it as the old tree, but if it's lower than a tefach, it's an atiyah. So that's the same thing as Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Amru Shmuel Damar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Reb Yonis and B'Shem, Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, Hagoyim Es Karmoy Pachas Mitefach Chayiv Ba'Orla Vibnei Maris Ha'ayin. That if somebody chops down his kerem and there's less than a tefach remaining from the tree, he's Chayiv in Orla because of Maris Ha'ayin, because it looks like it's a new tree, even though it's not. Divrei Chachamim Ad Sheyogum Me'ama Oretz. But the Chachamim say no. Until he actually raised it to the ground, it would not be a problem, and we're not choshish for Maris Ha'ayin. And if you take a look at the Rash Serilio over here, he brings. So the Gemara is saying it's the same shita. It's the same shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel and in the Mishnah and the shita of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, who's choshish for Maris Ha'ayin. Because he looks at it as a new tree, So the Rashi Shirulio brings Kaimlon Karabonan, Deloy Karab Shimon Deshitahu. And we paskin like the Rabbanan and not like Rab Shimon.
So it has to be ground level, meaning like the same level as the ground. Then it would be considered as a Numatiya.
Right.
But anything, even if it's sticking up an inch above the ground, it's enough.
If it would just
stick up or above the ground.
Exactly. If there would be anything above the ground,
you know, it's back to Mara's sign. If somebody sees, oh, there's a stump there and the shoot is growing off the stump. Oh, it's an old one that they're just shooting new. You know,
our kid's using it for first base.
Right.
Well, Perak Meshuach Melchama Maskinan Deloy Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov the Kala Isle, and in Perak Meshuach Melchama we come out not like the sheet of Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. So it sounds like we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, and we don't paskin like Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. Teima Me Rambam Sheposakan Gabi Tosefa Shvias Kreb Shimon. When it comes to Tosefa Shvias, he paskins like Reb Shimon that if there's something left above the ground, we treat it like the old tree. V'gabe orla pasak rabbanon v'loy kreb lezer ben Yaakov pasak like the rabbanon that you would have to raise it to the ground. So this is this stira that Reb Kiviger talks about, and others they try to understand why the Rambam doesn't seem to be going with the way the Gemara puts the two together. We could just start the Mishnah. Adei Masai Chorshin Stealovan Erev Shvias Mishiskala Halecha Kolzman Shibnei Odom Chorshin Lita Mashkos Umadlos. So this we've referred to this Indian before. So Stealovan. How long can you plow a Stealovan Erev Shvias? So when the moisture dissipates, and it's as long as people are plowing to plant mikshos umudlos, to plant melons and gourds, that's when you can that's when you still would be allowed to plow.
Is that early or late in the season?
It would seem to be somewhat late in the season. I don't think it's that different than what Reb Shimon says. I think it's quite late in the season, but these shurim are the same. It's not mishiskal aleicha and kol zman shebnei odom chorshin lita mikshos umudlos are the same. Is that presumably people are still plowing for planting when there's still moisture in the ground? Otherwise, it's a waste of time.
He says that tkufas ha-pesach,
right,
is when you plant.
But it grow
during the summer.
But it could vary. So it could be a little before Pesach, could be a little
after Pesach.
That's already
progressive. Right. I'm saying.
I'm Reb Shimon. Nasata Torah kol echad ve'echad biyadoi. You're giving a Torah kol echad ve'echad biyadoi that you're going to tell me that each person you're going to if you give a shear like this. You're not going to have a specific date. It's going to be totally on when each person decides that he's going to be planting.
Also it's on where they live. It could be later rains, earlier rains, you know.
You can't have a system like that. So, Ela b'stei alovan ara Pesach, uvesadei ilan ara Tzeres. We have to give a blanket rule that stei alovan, you can only plant until Pesach, and a stei ilan, which is the topic of the first parak, you can plant all the way up until Shavuos.
Are you doing the whole week?